A high-risk child sex offender is still missing after disappearing nearly 1 week ago from Vancouver. Randall Hopley, 58, was living at a halfway house in Vancouver's downtown Eastside and took a bus to Mount Pleasant on November 4. Police say his electronic ankle monitoring bracelet was removed at Main Street and East 8th Avenue. Vancouver police are releasing more photographs of Hopley with different haircuts to advance the search. The photographs were taken in 2018 and 2019. These additional photos show how Hopley appeared on November 4, before he left his halfway house and removed his electronic monitoring bracelet, says Const. Tanya Vicentin with VPD. Hopley is likely traveling on foot, wearing a hat and using cash to pay for purchases. Anyone who sees him should call 911 immediately. Police have received more than 80 tips since his disappearance and continue to search locations all over the city where he's believed to frequent. Hopley is no longer believed to be carrying the cart police mentioned in previous news releases. Investigators have located what they suspect as his cart near Main and East 8th Avenue. Police note Hopley is stopping into dollar stores, sewing supply stores and Walmarts. It is possible Hopley will be wearing different clothing and making attempts to change his appearance or hide his face when out in public, says Vizenaitan. Hopley did not return to the halfway house where he was living at as part of his 10-year long-term supervision order. Police believe he was attempting to avoid a trial on November 6 for allegedly breaching a long-term supervision order. Back in 2011, he abducted a 3-year-old boy from his home in Sparwood in southeastern BC, and was released with conditions under a long-term supervision order. Hopley held the boy captive in a cabin for 4 days before returning him unharmed. Hopley completed a 6-year prison term for the incident. He was arrested in January for allegedly breaching those conditions by visiting a library and getting too close to children and was released on bail. Vicentin says Hopley is believed to be taking deliberate steps to avoid being found and he may be hiding out in a rural or isolated area. False sightings reported. Ridge Meadows RCMP was contacted about a report of a potential sighting. Police take these calls very seriously and have thoroughly investigated this report, says Corporal Julie Klausner. People on social media were sharing a post by one woman who falsely claimed her child saw Hopley in the Hammond area of Maple Ridge. Klausner confirms to Glacier Media that, at this time, there is no evidence to substantiate that this was in fact Randall Hopley. Vancouver police also confirmed the tip wasn't accurate. Vancouver police are the lead agency actively trying to locate Hopley and all police agencies are working together to ensure the safety of the public. Ridge Meadows RCMP are familiar with Mr. Hopley and understand the concern that this causes to the community, says Klausner. Sightings should be reported to police immediately at 911. The public is asked not to approach Hopley. His disappearance has been flagged to a national law enforcement database, other law enforcement agencies, border services, airlines, and BC Ferries. More than 80 tips have been reviewed by police. They included alleged sightings in Vancouver, North Vancouver, Richmond, Vancouver Island and the Sunshine Coast. Description of Hopley. A team of 18 investigators has been assigned to finding him and dozens of frontline patrol officers are searching. VPD's Marine Unit and Mounted Unit are also involved in the search. Shelters, libraries, community centers, schools, businesses and transit hubs have been alerted about his disappearance. Ground searches and businesses he's known to frequent have been searched by police along with wooded and isolated areas of Vancouver. Police describe Hopley as 5'9", with dark short hair and brown eyes. He was last seen wearing a black baseball hat, black pants, a black fanny pack and dark blue running shoes with white markings and soles. He has a dark birthmark or a mole near his hairline on the left side of his head. Hopley has a distinctive protruding lower lip and horizontal scarring on his chin. Anyone with information is asked to call the VPD tip line at 604-717-0601. More images of child offender Randall Hopley shared by VPD on November 10, 2023. Vancouver Police.